So, I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Cyber Monday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Cyber Monday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So, I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before the lowest prices of the year go dark.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Welcome back to yet another edition, the one, the only, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We come to you Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday. And checking in right now, you have Joey D coming into the bottom side here. Let's give it up for nice Joey D coming into the action right here. There's the diamond. And then the one, the only, the birthday boy, ladies and gentlemen, wow. Coming in 47 years old today.
Motherfucker. Fuck off.
Hey, coming in hot.
I may feel 47 after Arizona.
Fair enough. Well, Joe's 55, according to the internet. So, you know, it's really not that far off. Mikey, what did you do for your birthday? Happy birthday. We got a lot to discuss.
Yeah, Went to work. Me, Holly, and the kids, we went out for a nice little dinner, a little local spot, just to get the kids like a pizza, and then it was very nice. Now I'm gonna relax tonight. Tomorrow I'm gonna work remote from home because we're getting like 10 inches of snow up here. So I'll be home tomorrow. Huh? Yeah.
Still snowing.
We're gonna get crushed tomorrow. We're gonna get crushed. There's anywhere between 7 and 10.
I want nothing to do with snow.
We have not got hit with that much around here in a while, a couple of years. So that would be the most we've had in probably 3 years.
I feel like it's different when you have kids because they'll play in it and they have fun with it.
As long as I have to go to work anymore.
Doesn't it wear off though after like the first, like to me when I was living in New Jersey, it snowed for the first day, it's pretty cool. Or if it snows on Christmas, and then you're just so over it. You're just done.
When I lived in the Alps in Switzerland, it would snow till May, sometimes almost early June.
When you lived in the Alps?
Yes, that's correct.
You lived in the Alps?
I lived in Switzerland in the Alps.
Okay.
My school, I didn't know you were in the Alps. Literally nestled amongst the Swiss Alps.
You know who's from the Alps? Andre the Giant. Yeah, the French Alps.
I thought he was French.
Yeah, he's from the French Alps.
Okay. Mike, you know Joe went to school at Hogwarts?
Yes, he was Slytherin. House Slytherin.
If you look at where this guy went to school, it literally looks like Hogwarts. It's like a castle.
I saw the pic. Well, that's how he learned his. That's how he learned his etiquette and developed his classiness.
Correct.
You know, when you go to school in the castle, that's pretty much.
Oh, you mean in the Alps?
In the Alps. In the Alps. Right. In the Alps is right.
See if I can show.
No, Joe, you know what? We've seen, do you know how many times I've seen that picture? And look, it looks great, but I'd rather have this show moving along.
Look at this young man next to the Eiffel Tower there.
Here he goes.
Wow. Totally unrelated.
This is what you get.
It was a great photo, though. It was a great photo. Take a look at me in this picture.
Now, Joe, can we come back to the program here, please? Because we got a lot to discuss, okay?
A lot to unpack.
We got Daytona coming up, which is going to be spectacular. By the way,
love NASCAR.
Daytona and NASCAR, the official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
How is that right? Yeah, it's for the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
All right, folks, big one here. We wanted the sponsorship. We got the sponsorship. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliantly Dumb Show brought to you by NASCAR, the Daytona 500 coming up. 66th running of the Daytona 500 take place on Sunday, February 18th. And you betcha the boys will be there ready to rock and roll. Grand Marshal will be Dwayne The Rock Johnson, in case you don't know him. Look him up. I think you would find him quite interesting. There will be 40 cars running at once, all inches apart while traveling upwards of 180 miles per hour. Again, the boys will be out there. We'll be ready to rock and roll. All eyes, any and all eyes, are on the Daytona 500 right now. We'll see you over there. We'll see you in Daytona. Tune in if you can't be there. It's go time. It was always NASCAR.
Clap it up. That's right. I forgot.
Michael, can you believe that we're sponsored by NASCAR?
No, but it's a dream come true. I'll tell you that. I've always wanted the NASCAR bag. Always wanted NASCAR.
I will see more than just the bag. We actually really do.
The backing. I said the backing.
Also. I thought he said the bag.
I said the bag, and then I said in the backing. Yeah.
Hey, you know who really wanted the bag? Joey Diesel, because he's got a lot of furniture to pay for down there. Joey Diesel got that bag, baby. But it's not about the bag.
No.
Oh, that seems wild.
What was that? What was that?
It was like a little nice ceramic vase.
Yeah, a little unnecessary.
If you paid more than $30 for that, that's a problem.
I don't know what was spent on that. That's the real problem.
Let's not even go there. Back to the tracks of NASCAR Daytona.
Back to the tracks.
This weekend, live from Daytona, Sunday, the Daytona 500. Some would say as big of an American tradition and sporting event as the Kentucky Derby. And that's true. A lot of people, this is a bucket list item for a lot of people.
I'm shocked how many people I've talked to recently, and they're like, oh, I got to go to Daytona next weekend. They're like, for what? I'm like, for the race. Where they're like, are you serious? That's unreal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the, he's like the Grand Marshal.
He sure is. Yeah.
Maybe we can get him on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
We're going to be golfing. We're going to be golfing with them too. You know, we're going to be golfing with Bubba Wallace and the boys. It's spectacular. Look, you know, a lot of people get upset about NFL Sunday not going to be there. I've always taken the stance of, forget about NFL Sunday. You got NASCAR the Sunday, usually right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And
that's what it's all about. So we are headed on to Daytona. But before we even get to, we get the big dinner in Daytona, which is going to be great. I look forward to Mikey's dinner.
We got to find a good spot. We got to find a good spot for him. Any recommendations? Recommendations in the Daytona Beach area?
Feed the commies.
Yeah.
Italian preferred.
Fellas.
We can do anything.
Our last episode was one of our biggest episodes audio-wise, too. Not YouTube-wise, audio-wise as well. I checked before we came on here. Really, a lot to be excited about. And then, most importantly, I got to say, Waste Management weekend, which we'll touch a little bit on, too. I really did. I had an absolute blast. And, Mikey, I don't like to just pump your tires. I really don't. I think having Mikey there it added a whole nother dynamic. Because when we go on these Bob the Sports trips, we don't get Mikey there. I think it added a whole nother dynamic to it. Had a blast. I really did.
I thought he was spectacular. I didn't know what we were going to get. I didn't know if he was going to be good or bad or indifferent, but you were spectacular.
What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? What did you think I was going to do? What did you think I was going to ruin your trip?
No, I thought that there might be some drinking or something, you know. And then the last outing,
I was very well behaved.
I thought you were tremendous.
No, that's what I'm saying. You were excellent. I'm saying, but after the last escapades at the dinner,
why do we have to keep going back to that dinner? Why do we keep going back to that dinner?
That was the last time we hung out and broke bread together. Uh-huh. Well, some broke bread, some slept.
I'm just not gonna let it go. That's fine. No, listen. I'm gonna say this about these trips. The fact that you guys are not 500 pounds each, 600 pounds each, with the type of eating that goes on these trips is miraculous. Joe actually looks like someone who could, like, in terms of Bob does sports in shape, he's like a fitness model. He really is. Considering all the things that we ate, I'm talking from the moment I arrived. Now, these guys were there, for those of you that don't know, were there Tuesday. And all day Wednesday. I didn't get in until Wednesday night. I rolled in. There was $100 worth of Shake Shack all over the kitchen. Milkshakes, double bacon cheeseburgers, fries with cheese, all over the place. Next day, it was, what did we do the next day? Wingstop for lunch, $100 worth of Wingstop.
Yeah.
Dinner, pizza, two nights.
We had the gold mine with Grimaldi's.
Wendy's, a full day of Wendy's.
It's crazy. Well, Wendy's, I was good. I did a salad and chili because I needed a break.
McDonald's breakfast, $86 worth of McDonald's delivered to. It was, and that then was how about at the golf course with the quesadillas and the burritos? I mean, you want to talk about every possible angle of getting peppered with malnutrition? You guys are conductors of an orchestra of bad food. The fact that
Perez
is
our court martial.
Yeah, but you know what though? Honestly, he's big, Perez, but considering how you guys eat, I think he should be bigger. I think Bob being as Bob Joe said that this weekend, Bob's as skinny as a board. Those were Joe's words. Skinny as a board.
Now, which I go ahead, Mike.
I don't think that's insulting, really. I think Bob looks
good.
Bob's got a little. We're gonna keep it secret until the summer pops off. He's in the lab. Bob's in the lab. The fact that Bob looks the way he does, and honestly, the fact that Joe doesn't weigh at least another 100 pounds is miraculous to me. Because I've never seen anything. I mean, there wasn't a fucking salad or string bean to be found anywhere amongst these meals. God bless.
Yeah, I mean, when we get back from like a Bob does sports trip, I usually weigh myself every day in the morning. I won't weigh myself for like a week because I don't want to see the results. I don't want to face the music. And I think sometimes people get a little upset with how much we talk about food on Bob does sports, but it revolves around the whole trip. And I do think we need to do a better job of seeing some holes in the walls type places. It's just so quick to Wendy's and McDonald's, but it always hits.
Dude, but the schedules are just, there's no way, like.
Is that not a gauntlet of a week?
Dude, there was no way, like, I don't think people, like, get it. Like, I really don't think people get it. Like, even I get it to an extent, but I didn't fully get it. But, like, this was a long trip, obviously. You guys have been on longer, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, come home Sunday, 5 days I was out there. You're talking about, especially in an event like that where there's so many people, like when we tried to go to the golf course Saturday to do the meet and greet, we didn't even get to the tent area where we were supposed to do the meet and greet. It took us an hour to walk to that area after we'd been dropped off like 20 feet or 200 feet away from it. So like, and then it's all day out there. And then, you know, Friday we were doing that at the golf course, doing the breezy stuff. And I mean, it's just a gauntlet, bro. Like it is exhausting. So I don't know how you could ever squeeze in like flying or floating around all these towns for places to eat. I mean, it's just, there's no time. I don't think there's time.
It's funny because I knew that we would get hit hard and I knew we would have our big majority fan base there. Cause like, we haven't all been to a golf course together in a while, like at like a tournament like that, especially one like the Waste Management that's that big. So I knew we would get hit. I mean, yeah. And I say this humbly, we got absolutely and in a great way. It's a great thing. Our fans are the best. But even for me, I thought that it would be pretty crazy. I did not think it would be. Even Mikey even turned to me and Mikey was like, I'm having some anxiety right now. just because it took us so long to get to the 16th. And again, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. It's a great thing. But it's amazing to see how far It's come. And then you bring Mikey into the picture, who people know him. And then as well, he's so recognizable. You could see him from a mile away. You know, it was mayhem.
Yeah, Michael actually gave the shirt off his back to a guy. He gave his hoodie.
The guy goes,
that's a nice Q-zip. Michael goes, do you want it? The guy's like, no. What? No, he literally took it off his back and handed it to the guy.
No, the guy goes, you know, my wife and I are big fans, and our son, he's not here, but he's a big fan. And I was like, that's awesome, man. And he's like, he started rapping about football a little bit. Then he goes, let me ask you, how much for that quarter zip? And I go, what, the one I'm wearing? And I thought maybe, like, are you pricing it out online? Are you going to make a future purchase? Because if you do, you know, use promo code Bear Down.
Yeah,
but it was actually because, I was like, well, that's not it. I was like, this actual one off my back? He's like, yeah, that one. And then he pulls out a wad of cash, the guy. Pulled out a wad of cash.
Mikey.
And he was ready to pay me. And I said, dude, I was like, put your money's no good. And I just took the shirt off. I gave it to him. Optically, I thought for the brand in front of that many people, it was the only play to make. There was no chance I was going to take a dollar off the guy. That's outrageous. And like make like some kind of half-ass bullshit transaction. The guy couldn't believe I gave him the shirt. Couldn't believe that. And I said, I dapped him up. Thanked him and his wife. We took pictures, you know, all four of us with them, and they were happy as a pig in shit.
You know, Mikey was so Mikey. When Mikey would, like, you know, when fam would come over to him, like, he'd be like, hey, man, how you doing? Like, you know, thanks for coming out or whatever. When they said they were only subs,
told him they were his cousin from Jersey. Well, like, this guy.
Well, how you doing? Come on there. Yeah.
We got a suite on 16.
Yeah. You guys want in? You guys want in?
Yeah. How about that pick on Wichita State yesterday? Come on. Come on down.
Subs are special.
But really, I mean, just unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliantly Numb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to betterhelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. Betterhelp.com.
So we had the nightclub appearance at Riot House.
That was
ridiculous. The craziest scene I have ever, since the time that we have been doing this. And I think I even said this to you, Mikey, during the event. I said, since the time that we have been doing this, I have never seen something like this to this degree. It was absolute, I'm going to say Project X type shit. It was absolutely fucking bonkers.
We had a table there. They set us up real nice. Shout out Riot House. They did a great job with like graphics and the whole setup. All the TVs had, you know, Breezy and Have a Day logos and all that. They had a nice station outside with lighting with Breezy, and it was spectacular the way they set it up. But in terms of like mayhem, I mean, this place was like Fallujah. It was like a bad day in Afghanistan in that place in terms of like what it looked like when we were finished. I mean, it looked like a war zone. It looked like a war zone. The floor. I don't envy the janitorial services that have to clean that place, man. That had to be tough. But you know, the crowd surfing, obviously, I think needs to be addressed. Now, the way that all started was we're standing on the couches that were, you know, were in that table that they set up for us so we could see everybody. We're standing on the couches saying hi to everybody. And Bob had a couple in him, and he just leans over to me, and I'm like, he's like, Mikey, I gotta tell you something. Like, I don't know where this is going at all. And he's like, I got a crowd surf. And I just said, I said, no, man, I don't think that's I don't think that's a good idea.
That's a wild thought.
Bless his soul, he just stepped up right onto the back of that couch and did a face dive.
Frontal, I mean, yeah, he went crowd swan surf, diving in there,
which no one's ever seen.
Some guy was holding him up by the cock.
Last guy who did that was like Kurt Cobain when Nirvana was still touring, going face first into the crowd. Just a wild decision, bro.
Perez actually has a video that he had recently sent of, you could see me saying to you, I'm going to crowd surf. And Mikey just looks at me and just goes, no, you're not. And then Mikey really acted as security throughout the night too. And Joe, you showed me the video of when I'm up in the air and Mikey just comes, he just like grabs me and brings me down. Yeah,
I have to, because at some point it's just going to, like, something not good is going to happen. So
the best was my Perez. Two favorites. Perez. Well, Perez, he started that the Fat Perez so count. Good. And he like scanned the area, realized the individuals who were going to have to hoist him up, and just made a quick decision that he was not going to jump.
As an executive.
And then decision. 5 minutes go by, and I see Mikey V on there, and they're hoisting. I think they must have put a disc back in your back. Like,
they might have realigned me, to be honest.
It was like he just needed a chair. It would have been like one of those Jewish weddings.
They did really well, I did it the appropriate way where you don't jump.
That's what
you
I just do.
You kind of just sit, Joey you D, sit and you go back.
Joey D did it perfectly. Joey D kept going down for more. Joey D kept going.
Mike,
I kept saying it. And we talked to Holly. We FaceTimed Holly the day after. And the first video that I saw when I woke up, and oh, man, you know how, like, just it's hard even for me. I love going through all the content and everything like that. I love that. But if I'm really hungover, it takes me a while before I can look my phone and watch the content. Like, it takes me a while before I could start, like, diving in. The first video I saw, Roger Steele, fellow Callaway ambassador. There's a 30-second clip that I think is one of the funniest.
Kid Cudi soundtrack, too.
Yeah, it was well done.
I don't know if we could do it YouTube-wise with the soundtrack. While I'm watching Mikey V up, and I kept saying this to him, I took a moment and I'm watching Mikey B in the crowd and I'm thinking of Holly back home with the kids. it's a big deal if Mikey can get back and to go on a trip. And I'm thinking of Holly trying to get the kids to bed and this jerk off's just in the air crowd surfing at the age
in our 38. In our line of work, it's about giving the people what they want, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. You sure did, Michael.
That's you what
sure
you had did. To do. And, you know, but full transparency, I mean, we actually, you guys don't remember, I spoke to Holly that night. She called 4 a.m. Jersey time because G-Baby woke up. So she was like, I know he's still awake. I'm just going to call him. So I got the call at 2 a.m. and I was talking to her in the car ride back to the house. And I told her about it. And she was laughing. That's very humorous.
Even Perez went to go to the bathroom pretty early into it, and it took him 30 to 40 minutes just the bathroom was there just to get back. So I had to go to the bathroom. So Mikey V is like, Bob, I'll lead the charge. Mikey just grabs me. It was like a true escort to the bathroom. And this guy cleared a lane unlike anything.
Yeah, it was like he's back in varsity football.
You know, it felt like we were at Billy's a little bit. That's kind of what that atmosphere reminded me of. Not to the degree, because when we go to Billy's, we're not the focal point of what's going on. Like, we've never hosted a party there, which I think that's a ball drop by Billy's.
I agree.
I think Billy's should.
Wendy's,
I don't like to use this pun, but Billy should play ball.
Wendy's and
Bob,
Billy's.
Don't. Wendy's going to sponsor us.
I take that back. Billy's has to be better.
Yeah, Billy's has to be better.
Hand up, Joseph.
I would just like to, I was thinking about the trip, and I'd like to assign co-MVPs for this trip. Co-MVPs are going to be Say Hey Jay,
sure,
who was tremendous.
Like, just preface this so they know.
Robbie's cousin, Jason Berger, absolute legend. Yeah. He captured 400 photos and videos of that night. Like, this guy should have been paid by the hour. I mean, this guy was unbelievable. Then not only that, he extended his trip one extra day, cleaned the entire, it was like cleaned like a maid. The place was abominable when we left. Holy, we came back shit. To Yo, a spotless.
Guys, hold on 1 second. Rain is here. I didn't think they were coming today. Hold on 1 second. Oh, I'm my. Sorry.
Oh, wow. My sorry. Goodness.
I didn't think they were, I had no idea they were coming.
Sure, yeah.
Well, maybe Raina can make her first appearance on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
No, she doesn't want
just, to come. Just say I've hello. Tried. I've tried. Just please, Bob, I please tried. Just say hello. No, just say hello.
I will,
Bob,
but I please. Tried. She doesn't want to come on.
Just say hello. Just say I hello. Know, and then tried. Put Raina.
Trust me, I've tried, but she does not want to come on.
She doesn't have to talk. Just say, Raina, say hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Raina.
She's coming. Oh, I didn't know she was coming.
What?
No. But that's, I didn't know she was coming. Could she, is she coming up?
Oh, she's coming up.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't know she was coming. She didn't text me. Okay. All right. No worries. I'll see her in a sec. Do you want to come in?
No. Not today.
What's that?
No clean today.
No clean today.
It'd be tough.
No cleaning today.
This is unbelievable.
I'll wait for Raina. But you,
hi Raina, I didn't know you were coming today.
You sent me a text.
No, oh. No, oh. But yeah. Oh, I didn't know. You were coming. Oh, my. Do you think you could come at some point this week?
Oh, yeah, I know, but you tell me if I can go today, and then if you say, oh, today will be great.
Oh, give it to him, Raina.
I'm sorry, Raina. I am. I know.
She won't go back either. She won't go back.
I know. I'm, Raina, I am so sorry.
It's okay. No problem. Don't worry. Okay, don't worry.
Can you come tomorrow?
You charge double, Raina.
Nothing. If you have any open, but it's very, very tight.
Okay. All right.
Very tight.
All right, but you're in for next week, though?
Next week, we see, okay?
Okay, thank you, Raina.
Okay, so say hi.
Tired.
You want me to say hi to Joseph?
Yes. Say hi to Joseph.
Okay.
Oh,
I told you.
He's been asking. Raina, can I ask you one question outside of what happened today? Who do you think is a better customer, me or Joseph? Outside of what happened today? Okay. All right. That's fair.
Oh,
that's
playing it right down the middle.
No, why am I can't give her that shit?
All right. We love sure. you.
Nice
we love you, Raina.
Tips.
Sure.
Bye.
Really nice.
I tell you what, Bob, you better be careful you didn't lose her for life. She's not even sure if she could get you next week.
Raina.
Yeah, that's probably.
Do you really need her services? Because I feel like you haven't been home in a week. How dirty could the place be?
No, it by the way.
Dust. A lot of dust.
Can I answer the question? The question's to me. Can I answer the question?
Go.
I just, you know what? I happen to be a pretty clean guy overall. And, you know, it's not like, yeah, I have jet over and whatnot. There's a few things that I spend my money on. That's one of them. I love the smell of Clorox and just the clean... One of my favorite things, too, is when I'm on a trip and she comes over and coming home to the clean and she does the laundry. And not that I need it, but I really enjoy that. That's one of the things that I like to splurge on, cleaning and eating.
Bob gave her the spare key.
Yeah, we know about the key. We know about the key. Yeah.
But, how about Raina showing some love to me, too? Oh,
that was wild. I didn't see that coming.
I don't think she knew we were on the podcast.
No.
Well, that
she
was
had
her,
to hear him.
That was her help. That was her help.
It was her henchman.
This guy is really something. Fellas, let's...
Can I go back to saying what I was going to say?
Yeah, can, Joseph. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, we'll run it back. Bone, you're going to have to do some work here. I'm sorry. But so, just call me out. So Joseph's got his hand.
No, we're going to keep a lot of this
sick motherfucker.
He really is, man. He really, everything he does.
He is so sick.
By the way,
I was just trying to.
You said please to Bone. Bone works his tail off. Just Bone, could you please cut some of that out? I didn't like the way you addressed that.
I was just saying that, unfortunately, I'm sorry. He's going to have to cut some of this out.
It's not what you said.
Is that what
you're saying? I believe something to that degree.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. All right. Now Joey D has his hand up. Joey D, take it away. Bone, don't cut that out.
You're sick fuck, man. So I would say if I had to give out awards for MVP of the week, I would actually give co-MVPs for this week trip. The first is going to go to your cousin, who people don't know enough of and need to start knowing more. I'd like you to start getting him in the stories more. Say Hey Jay is a character. He took 400 photos and videos the night of the Ride House, to the point where he probably should have been paid by the hour. This guy was working double time, extends his trip an extra day so he could stay with the boys. The place was an abomination before
he should have he should have done the breezy photo shoot the next day.
He probably should have. This guy cleaned that place so clean.
I might have to
get no, you're good.
This place got cleaned to an extent that it almost looked like he hired like Raina to go clean it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, spectacular.
So I would give it to him. And I got to give credit where credit due. Mikey was phenomenal this week.
Wow.
From start to finish. I truly enjoyed, like, I enjoyed to the point where, like, when he tried to leave a couple times, I was like, Mikey, stay down. We had soccer games going. We had edible cloud surfing going. We were laughing hysterically. It was maybe the most fun I have ever had in a span of like 3-4 days with Mikey. It was to the point where like I'm actually really excited to run it back at Daytona. And yeah, like
me too.
I thought he was sensational. And Mikey, I know I yank your chain sometimes and like I bust balls, but like
I mean I
really felt like we were in sync, like as a crew.
I did too.
I thought you brought a lot to the table. And I thought you handled yourself with grace. You fit in perfectly. You did everything needed to do. I was quite impressed.
Yeah, me and Joe were talking about it today. It from the time Mikey got there, the vibes really went up. They really did, and you could feel it. We always like to go at each other's throats. Jason's great. That's my cousin. He's one of the funniest people that I know. And you're right, he should be in it more.
I love him, man. He's the best.
He's just a fun, solid hang. I think the best compliment you could give somebody is saying that somebody's a fun hang. He actually always talks about that. Just a good, solid hang. I thought Joey D was terrific, too. I mean, Cutsy had me in tears.
Yeah.
You give Joey D a gummy. Now, Mikey didn't partake too much in the gummies. That's not really for you. You give Joey D a gummy. It is one of the funniest guys you'll ever see. Funny, without a gummy, with a gummy. I thought Joey D was tremendous, too. And I hate to just give out credit and all good things. But I thought you boys were terrific. I really do. No.
Well, that's when you give me one of those things, it's just unfiltered. It's just you're going to get me just saying whatever comes to my mind. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's problematic. But for the most part, you always know you're going to be entertained at the very least.
Let me ask you guys a question about that tournament itself, because you guys know better than I. Do you think all the stuff now, you heard about all the fallout from the day that we were there, how people with tickets couldn't get in. And, you know, this is not it's not a shot at the PGA. We love the PGA, obviously. But, like, do you think that they could sustain running that tournament the same way that they ran it this year, the next year, with all the issues that they had on Saturday, how people were getting turned away with tickets, how they had to stop alcohol sales? How
it was wild.
Getting from point A to point B once you were inside the gates was just absolutely like you couldn't get there. And that wasn't, I mean, yes, a contributing factor was that every 5 feet you saw somebody with a Have a Day hat, which is not a bad problem. That's a very good problem. Buy your own Have a Day hat at breezygolf.com. But my issue is that the foot traffic, the concentration of people, how many, there were so many, like you just physically could not move. Like once an obstruction, a golf cart had to pass through, it would stop foot traffic for a half hour. Like, I just don't, like, I get it. They've been doing this for years. They've been doing it forever. But it was my first experience there. And I got to say, like, logistically, I just don't know, like, if they could like function like that for that much longer.
You're not wrong.
Seems like it's getting bigger and bigger and more popular.
I thought last year,
even worse next year.
I thought last year with the Super Bowl being there, it would be the worst. I can honestly say this year was way more intense and way crazier than last year was. And maybe it's because the Super Bowl detracted some of the people from the tournament to like doing other, I don't know, but it was, that Saturday was insane.
You know, you could feel it too when, like, when we came in the beginning, you know, you could feel how crazy it is, but then when you're leaving and everybody's all liquored up, those interactions are 10 times different than when you walk in. But I was texting Wyndham Clark's caddy, who's a breezy athlete, by the way, breezygolf.com. And I asked him for the last round, because he was texting me. He's like, yo, this is crazy. Because they finished, it got a little bit backed up. So they finished their third round on Sunday. He was getting ready to go out. He's like, this is the craziest I've ever seen it. And I was like, is this by far? Like, is it even close? He's like, not remotely close. And he's like, I don't know what it is. He's like, I don't know why this one is so crazy. He couldn't even put his finger on what it was.
I really think that golf in general has just the popularity of golf and YouTube golf and what you guys do and what we've done collectively for some other things, and just the direction that it's going with LIV. And with this and all the, I just think that the interest in the sport has never been higher. And you compound that with the fact that this tournament is notorious for being a party tournament. And you got that many more eyes maybe on it last year that weren't there in person, but saw how it was on TV. And now they're like, oh, I'm going to that. There's no way I'm missing that. What tournament would you rather go to if you're brand new to golf and you really aren't following, you know, what club a guy is picking from 180 out, and you're more interested in looking at what the hell's going on hole 16. If you're just seeing that for the first time last year or the year before, that's the tournament you want to go to. But the problem is like, it's just so insane now to the point where they said there was 500,000 people there on Saturday.
They had to
half
stop.
500,000 people, bro.
There were people with tickets that weren't allowed entry. They stopped serving alcohol. There were people with tickets. They wouldn't allow entry, but it's a great point, Mikey. That's definitely what it is. I just think golf is just that much bigger now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, because I saw a lot of people put it on TikTok and stuff. And if you have general admission, we were lucky to the sense of we had a suite on 16, you can get in, great. First off, if you want to get into a suite of 16, it is, the prices are ridiculous. But the prices for the tournament are as high as a lot of other tournaments for general admission.
Yeah, and by the way, not to detract you, but like derail you, but don't think that like we had any kind of like special secret passageways to get anywhere. Like, well, we waited in every single line, just like everybody else, to get to that location at 16. And even then, when we went up, remember, the lady wouldn't even let us go through the gate. She made us go back around the whole line. I mean, they are strict. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, but true. And then, like, you know, you look at people who want general admission in the 16. There's 2 hour waits. You gotta wait in line at 5 a.m. when they open the gates. You go, and then the thing with 16 is, so you pay a ton for the ticket. You wake up at 5, you get there at 5 a.m. You sprint into 16. Once you get into 16, this I didn't know till this year. If you get up to go get beer or you go to get grab a bite to eat, your seat's gone. They bring more people in.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Yeah, so I think from an aspect of going to watch it, it's so much fun to be around it, but it was so crazy that like you don't get a ton of bang for your buck for all the lines you got. Even the lines to get a beer, you got to wait 40 minutes. So it's tough to, as great as the time we had, and again, we had some special spots and whatnot.
Yeah.
They make it pretty tough on you. A lot of people were upset about it. Now, another thing that I'll say, these golfers that Billy Horschel went off on a fan.
Yes.
Zach Johnson went off on a fan.
That was outrageous.
Regardless, I get that it's crazy, but the bottom line is it's a lose-lose situation. Both Billy Horschel and Zach Johnson especially looked terrible doing. They look so bad.
Billy Horschel's wasn't as bad because he was standing up for the other guy. Which I can at least understand.
Still bad though.
I agree. I said it to you. I said this is ridiculous. But Zach Johnson really came across as just a little bitch. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. And you know what? He's probably the worst captain in Ryder Cup history. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to hold back. You know what, Zach Johnson, you can mute me on my own podcast. But the bottom line is you just can't talk to people like that. These people weren't doing anything wrong. They're liquored up. You got to understand that. Just ignore it.
Well, regardless, too, like, I'm sure if you talk to him, he would probably tell you something sickening that somebody said. But the bottom line is, you know, going into that tournament that it's balls to the wall. And you know what, too?
He said for the last 21 years, it's been like that. If it's that bad and you don't enjoy it that
much, don't play in it.
Just don't partake in the tournament.
So easy to separate yourself. There's no other tournament that's even remotely as raucous as that tournament is. Just separate yourself from it if it bothers you that much. Because guess what? If somebody asked that guy, do you consider yourself a professional athlete? He would 1,000% say absolutely not. Not even a question. Okay, how about these guys that play football and have to go into stadiums of 100,000 people throwing beers, going into Philly, going into Pittsburgh, going into Las Vegas with the Raider fans the way they are, going into some of these other stadiums where the fans are like bloodthirsty. Don't cry the blues about playing in a tournament where you know exactly what you're going to get when you sign up for it. Yeah, I mean, it's the only one like that. Come on.
You gotta know no matter what you do, when you go at a fan like that with all the cameras on,
there's
no coming on top of it. There's no world where you finish on top with that. And I thought they looked really, really bad with that. I really did. I do want to touch on, we might as well touch on, we're going to be releasing this Tuesday. We wanted to wait, not do the podcast on Sunday so that we could be a little more present Super Bowl-wise.
Wow.
Just the Super Bowl sets. I'll start with this. For me to tie that under is one of the worst ties I have ever.
You had it at 47 or 47 and a half?
47. I had it at 47. That's one of the worst ties I've ever had.
Yeah, Michael. That's horrific. That's horrific.
It's terrible. It was so bad. And by the way, I didn't know. Apparently the 49ers didn't know. I didn't know that the overtime for the playoffs was different. I thought that they played the same way the regular
changed
season.
They changed it this year, yeah.
So I wait, if the Niners scored a touchdown, the game was still going to go?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Each team in the playoffs only has a chance to match in the playoffs for a touchdown.
Wow.
Actually great. That's actually great. It is great. It's not great if you got an under. It's not great. I think that is great. But
Mikey, you hit your under.
I did. I had 47 and a half.
You got Mikey 47 and a half.
Mikey hit everything.
I had a surgical day yesterday.
Did you really go eight? You went
eight for eight only subs picks yesterday.
That's why you're the best handicapper on the planet.
Thank you.
The best handicapper.
Some would say Mikey even did better on the props picks that he didn't give out. Did you give those props?
Yeah, I gave out.
On the appearance, like the halftime show.
Oh, well, no, that was different. But apparently that was a Bobby special, that pick. The halftime first song choice. If we're going to go down that route, that was a Bobby special pick, the Usher first song. Oh, sure.
Well, under your advisement.
Well, wait a minute. That's not the way it was. That's not the way I saw it portrayed. I saw it portrayed as a Bob pick. That was Bob pick.
That was my pick. That was what I put in.
Okay.
Was there credit or any credentials of Mikey in the story?
That was a bag, no tag job.
Oh, no. So Mikey literally told us all that
better off for me, it was a loser.
Correct.
The only loss he had, he didn't even have to take credit for.
Do you want my honest thing, though, Mikey? Because I'll go hand up if I got to go hand up. But why are you making that face, though? You don't want to hear me out?
Well, me and Joe found it funny last night when we saw the video.
I didn't think you would want your source out there. I didn't think you would want people to know.
I'm never going to give it. There's no source. There's no source.
Sure.
No source.
There wasn't a source that came. I mean, if we're going to call it spade.
There's a source. Is just a guy who knows music very well and knows. That's it.
But when I gave out that half, because to be honest with you, I thought he was going to start with DJ Fallen in Love.
He didn't start with that either, though, did he?
He didn't either.
He started caught up.
Right.
But yeah,
here's the thing.
I would have
thought. Here is the thing,
which is a real wild turn of events. They started the soundtrack for My Way. And I thought he was going to start. He was wearing the same circus style outfit he does in the music video. I thought he was going right into my way.
You can see how the source may have been confused. Two reasons. That one. So if he heard a sampling, perhaps of the songs of halftime.
Oh, it's definitely.
And then two, how CBS opened the Super Bowl with the Frank Sinatra "My Way" video.
Oh, yeah. And then Mikey V.
You sent me that. You also watched, I didn't look into that. Like you sent me that.
If you've also watched the "My Way" music video, he's doing it in like a circus, and like the whole setup of the start, it was like very much like the start of the. I said, "Oh my God, he's right. It's my way."
We don't even
started playing the soundtrack.
Maybe it cashed. I don't
know. Maybe you had your only winner in ages and you haven't even seen it yet.
That's just an unnecessary. Just beat the dead horse, man.
Now, Bob gave me a little more intel on Bob's betting. Bob gave me a UFC can't lose system. Now, I'm not going to talk about what the system is. Hold on, Bob. I'm not going to talk about the system. I don't want to talk about the system. You know why?
Because I
happen to like the system.
But
the fact remains I lost 3 straight fights in that system.
However,
hand up accountability. I placed the wager. I take ownership on it. And I like the system so much, I don't want to give out what the system is. If you want to give out the system, it's your system.
I think it's the best, the most fun. No. So what I said though, it was never a can't lose. What I had told you
over three was tough.
But Bob told me you just had to get through the first round, and I thought we were good. So when we got through the first round, then I realized that's only one hurdle.
That's why you get the odds that you do. So what the bet is, I think it's the best, most fun bet in all of sports, is the UFC.
That's outrageous.
For the odds that you get. Very rarely can you get those type of odds think it's that realistic.
The odds are great.
They're amazing. What it is he's got just fucking wait. Just wait for just wait. What the bet is, it's UFC when it's 3 rounds. The bet is the fight to end in either the second or third round. So it doesn't matter who wins the fight, one of them. So like the first one we did, I think was the second round was like plus 300. The third round was plus 1100. So if you get by that first 5 minutes, which a lot of times they feel each other out depending on the fighter, you get by the first 5 minutes, the second and third round is a fucking blast for the value that you get. Unfortunately, in me and Mikey's case, because I was with you on that, and Joseph, are you on that too?
The first one.
Sorry about that. It didn't hit.
The second one, the guy got painted down on his canvas within 30 seconds. This guy got annihilated. But I have a question. I have a legitimate question.
Sure.
Aren't the main event fights normally 5 rounds?
That's right.
Correct. So those odds are even crazy.
Championship fights.
Oh, so then that's even worse odds.
No, but Joe, no, it's not. For the main event, it's different. You don't have to do second and third. I like to do like third and fourth for the main event. Those odds pay even greater. But it's a fun ride. That first fight we had, was that not fun?
So many fights go to decisions, so the system's flawed.
It's not a foolproof system.
It's like, you know what it is? It's like what Ticket said that one episode of Sportsman. You know that guy who has the Flexi-Seal and he smashes the tube and then there's holes coming everywhere and you're trying to like not sink? That's what it's like.
It's a system. It's a have fun system. It's one of the most.
It is fun. It is fun.
Fun. It's fun.
You know what I mean?
If you like losing money, it's even more fun.
By the way, I will say we're gonna have to go back to that system. Talked to Dana White yesterday on the phone. I was talking to him before the Super Bowl.
Bellman, I'm in for UFC.
He is ready for us. He said anytime we want to go, and then what he really wants to do with us and stream, which I think would be
New York
great,
one.
Can you let him?
And I mean, Joe, he's gotta let me finish, Mikey. Tell him.
Well, let's hear it. Let's start from I was on the phone with Dana White. That's a good flex.
You're gonna like this, Joey D. Yeah, it was a little bit of a flex.
That's fine.
He asked me who I had for the Super Bowl. I told him I have the Niners, but I'm a mush, so don't take the Niners. He said, I hope you're not a mush because I have the Niners too.
We all know how that went. Had the fucking Niners.
I know.
A lot of money in the Niners.
He said he really wants to do is have us to Red Rock to hit the blackjack table with him and stream us playing blackjack with him. I think would be, he said, anytime we want to come do it to let him know. So we're in. We are in, and I think that would be better. Or we could go to Maine and catch fucking lobsters in a lobster trap. That
Cousins just have to take a stray though, Bob.
It was right there, hand up though.
That's not fair to Cousins.
I shouldn't have done that. That was unfair. Yeah. I took a shot at Wendy's tonight that I'd take back. And I take a shot. Hey. I take back Cousins' main lobster.
I will say this, though. The UFC invite does sound a little bit more fun. It does. And that's all due respect to Maine. All due respect to the great state of Maine and my favorite crustacean out there.
Unless there's
an event in Maine in the near future that we could kill two birds with one stone.
But they're going to have a UFC fight on a lobster boat. Dana White's going to put a lobster boat.
Wild.
Could you imagine Joey D and Dana White at a blackjack table together?
No.
Oh my God, that would be everything. If I could just get that pictured and get that framed. I already got my favorite picture of the decade with you two the other day. I am in love. We'll have Bone put that picture. I think it's one of the greatest pictures of all time. It's such a Joe going raw dogging the vest.
That was wild. Yeah.
Was hysterical.
It wasn't planned out.
It was just there.
Out.
It was the only clothing
I went downstairs shirtless. I shouldn't be going anywhere shirtless. So I realized that once I was downstairs, I was too lazy to go back up. There was a vest there from the night before that I had left on the chair. It seemed the easiest, most appropriate piece of garment of clothing just to throw on. And Bob just started snapping pictures. Well, actually, Baron, you started it with the photos.
When you were sitting in that velvet chair with your legs crossed with the vest with nothing under it with a cup of coffee just sitting there. I mean, that was a silver platter. It was so good. It was too.
And then you put a filter on it. I looked milky white.
Yeah, I thought he was wearing a white t-shirt underneath the vest.
I thought Joey D was hysterical.
By the way, we need to cash in on that UFC offer. That's a must cash.
Mikey, just to redeem me, win or lose aside, is that not one of the most fun bets?
It's a fun bet.
All right, fellas. Wow. We are rolling here. Now we're going to get on into our buy or sell segment. I think I can start us off. I'll be brief with it. Buy or sell, I'm going to buy. I don't know if this is a chain. I think Joe mentioned them earlier.
Oh.
My issue with Arizona has been, I really do like Arizona. The golf's great. I think the nightlife is a blast. Is the food. I think the food in Arizona is very, very underwhelming. We ordered from a random spot that we really didn't know much about. It had a good reviews. Grimaldi's, and I think it might be a chain because there's Grimaldi's in Jupiter. Joey D has his hand up.
No, I was saying there's Grimaldi's in Jupiter, and I had it last night. It also bangs.
Is it the same thing?
It's the same one.
You had it again last night?
Wow, that's...
Now, number one, Perez found Grimaldi's. He knew of Grimaldi's. Now, obviously, me and Bob, Joe also, but, you know, we're pizza critics. I mean, we're tough on pizza, obviously. So when Perez is recommending a pizza, I have to, you know, ask a couple questions. Just, you know, not that I doubt him, but I got to ask a couple questions.
He's given me a few bad pizza recommendations. He could tell you the ones that he's given. That's Grimaldi's. That's great.
You said that. I didn't say that, Bob. But anyway, back to here. You said that.
I said,
Perez, it's a chain. If you've heard of it in Virginia or you've heard of it, then it's a chain. He goes, it's not a chain. I said, how many locations? Are there multiple locations? He goes, there's multiple locations. I go, that's a chain. I go, but that's fine. Let's ride it out and let's see what happens. Go ahead, Bob. You take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, and this pie came, and I mean, from Mikey living in Jersey, the types of pizzas that he gets and the type of pizzas that he sends us, I even said before we ordered it, he's going to be tough to police. Maybe just go with like Domino's to what, you know, he knows what he's going to get. Oh, was that good? And then just a quick little buy, because I always thought they were bottom of the barrel and I didn't really give them the chance they deserve. I am not saying that this is the best bagel by any means. But from what I thought, Mikey,
you had a great buy, Bob. Yeah, your buy was spectacular. It was a spectacular buy, and now you're gonna have to try and stretch it. You're trying to push the envelope. You're trying to just take another cookie out of the jar for no reason whatsoever. Go ahead, continue about the bagels.
I always thought that they were terrible. It's a chain. And all I'm saying is we're buying and selling stock here. So to buy something real low, that's not terrible. It's not terrible. Buy low on Einstein Bagels.
Einstein Bagels. We're not terrible. That's the new slogan underneath. Einstein Bagels. Not terrible. Not a terrible bagel.
You know what they do to order? Because I usually do the Postmates order for everybody. To get these brunch boxes that they give of the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, the bagel with the schmear, hash brown. It's really, really not bad. I'm buying Grimaldi's. I'm buying Einstein Bagels and Joey Diaz's hand up.
That's so good. Two quick
things. A, you owe Jake Yardley a little bit of an apology because you ripped him to shreds when he said Einstein Bagels back in the day.
I believe it.
And B, I think we could do something with Grimaldi's. I posted them on my carousel today and I tagged them. I post that pizza picture. They are extremely active on social media. They were in the comments. They were firing early and often.
There we go.
There's
look at
one
Bob's
in
eyes. Look.
I'll tell you right now, there's one in Jupiter. It's the same. I had the same pie last night. Nicole said it's great. There is an opportunity there just dangling. It's a serious opportunity maybe to get the Brilliantly Dumb Show sponsored by Grimaldi's. So I would love to do it.
Joe, no doubt about it. That's the same pie, right?
It's the same box, the same pie, everything.
Okay.
What a fucking
the only thing,
pizza,
Bob,
man.
Is your dad said it was a little overhyped is what your dad said. Now, maybe he had a bad experience. I don't know. I've had three experiences. All three have been great.
Listen, is Grimaldi's a 10 out of 10 pizza?
No.
If they're willing to sponsor us, I'd say yes. But
nothing in this world is perfect.
I will say this in comparison. Now, this is the tri-state area. This is the mecca of pizza pie. Okay, where I live, that is a 8.0 to 8.5 pizza every single time in its sleep. And if you need something and you're somewhere and you see that name, go ahead and hit that button.
I would say it's higher, and I would
ring that dial, man.
I would go
I would too, Joe.
I would say for take.
I mean, eight is like. I mean, I don't even think I've ever rated a pizza a 10. I don't even think I've ever.
No, but
that doesn't exist. But I'm saying in the sense of like the fact that it was takeout. It's one of the better takeout pizzas I've had in recent history.
It's great, especially too, not knowing what we were going to get, and it hits you like the element of surprise. The only thing, and Joe's going to make fun of me. I would have ordered it well done. I could have used a little bit more char. That's the only thing.
I actually thought that if you hadn't ordered that well done, I thought it had a nice char to it to begin with. I'm a well done disciple. I don't order pie that's not well done.
I saw too many plates where the crust was still on the plate. You know, I always look around at the plates and see if people leave their crust on the plate. Yeah, because that tells you a lot about if you really char the crust. So less people are going to leave the crust because it's not as doughy. When the crust is a little too doughy, people leave the crust and they go back for another slice. I saw a lot of plates with the crust to where if you char the crust, people will finish the crust.
Imagine if he studied this hard in high school. It would be unbelievable.
He might have had an SAT score physicist. His SAT score might have rivaled Perez's 1480.
Let's touch on to that again because I wasn't there for that. What was Perez's SAT score?
1480 out of 1600, Bob.
Savant. I always said he was
1480. Bob, that is like stuff of brilliance.
Yeah, he can't wake up before 11 a.m. You're that smart. Yeah, well,
I mean, like, that, he's like Einstein in a lot of ways, you know, looks disheveled at times, like, you know, he just has his own, that's how geniuses operate, though. They just.
That is amazing. I mean,
1480 out of 1600.
He's a smart.
He started talking to us about obtuse and acute triangles and like isosceles and how. Oh, dude, it was wild. Bob,
he's one of those guys where he knows. Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate that. He's one of those guys that knows something about everything. He's got knowledge on.
I love that.
It's pretty amazing. Mikey V, take it away.
Yeah, I think I'm buying as well this week, and I'm going to buy. No, I'm selling. I'm actually selling. I had this written down because I saw it, and I'm just so sick of it, man. And this is not a knock. Now, listen. Before this gets pretzeled and it becomes the age-old Jaws versus Jurassic Park thing again, we've had that discussion ad nauseum. Says nothing. I love Jurassic Park. The original Jurassic Park to me is a top 50 to top 25 movie of all time. It is. They are making yet another Jurassic World movie to be released next July in 2025. What could we possibly do more with these dinosaurs that hasn't been done already? This franchise has been butchered, fricasseed, and left for dead 4 installments ago. It was over. The fact that they keep churning these out, and these movies cost hundreds of millions to make these, how they're getting financially backed and how they're making their money back, I have no idea how they're even doing it. This is a franchise in Jurassic Park that needs to just stop. It needs to end. Like the shark movies. Like everything was a spinoff of Jaws, Meg, and Deep Blue Sea.
Sharknado.
Deep Blue Sea is actually pretty good, though. Deep Blue Sea is good. Sharknado is a preposterous. Just, it needs to stop. It's just.
But the dinosaurs, they always have new dinosaurs in the new one, which is kind of cool.
See, I guess. I don't know. That's the thing with Joe. I don't know if he's doing that to push your buttons.
I'm not pushing buttons, Bob.
Joe, the last couple
Chris of Pratt, movies have been Chris horrible. Pratt was riding a dirt bike through the raptor den.
Yeah,
and it was pretty sick.
He trained raptors like they were chihuahuas. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Was kind of cool, makes no man. Sense.
All right, anyway,
I'd rather see another Jurassic Park than another Megalodon featuring fucking.
I what's just his said name? That also though.
I know,
just
but
said
what,
the Meg. Statham, I mentioned that.
Statham,
I like Jason
literally
Statham.
Pushing.
I'm a big Jason
a
Statham
beast
guy.
The size yeah. of a skyscraper.
You know, I've been a Jason Statham guy since his early days. You know, Lock, Stock, and movies like that, like all those Guy Ritchie movies. So I'm a big Statham guy. He could do no wrong in my eyes. His new movies are terrible. They're terrible. I'm not going to mince words. They're terrible, but. I still think he's I love him.
Mikey, quick question. I don't want to hang on this too long, but based off your Twitter, you said that True Detective, the new season, was really good. Question for you.
I've had some different opinions about that.
Okay, because I'm an episode. I gave it an episode and a half. It ain't for me. Does it get better or dip out of it?
I've watched the Griselda.
Griselda's great. You would like Griselda.
That's the Elvis Presley white.
No.
It's like
that's
Narcos.
Priscilla. That's Priscilla. Priscilla Griselda, a little similar.
Was so that bad?
Okay, Griselda, so this Griselda's
like Narcos.
Yes, Griselda's the woman, Griselda Blanco, who was from Colombia, who came to Miami and built a cocaine empire.
Oh,
she
became a cocaine empiress.
Very good.
Is that
very
Netflix? Good.
Netflix, yes. Yep. Limited. Sure. I think it's only 6 episodes. You'll fly
through. It is. Oh, Bob, you okay. will like that.
I'm in. I'm doing that.
And you know who it is? The lady is the same chick. What's her name?
Yeah.
Penelope Cruz?
No, not Villa.
Penelope Cruz.
No.
What's her name?
She's in that movie. She's in that TV show with Al Bundy. It was very popular with the you know, they were the married couple with the
Sofia Vergara.
That's it.
I love her.
Yeah, well, you're not going to love her in this because they made her look like
she's great in this.
Like a witch. Yeah, but they made her look horrible.
No, because, I don't think so.
Well, Griselda was ugly, the real Griselda Blanco. Well, so they had to make her like they gave her like a nose and some fucked up teeth.
How could you make her ugly? Same
you
body?
Can't. That's the problem. Yeah. So you really
same
can't,
body.
But I'm just saying her teeth, they like put some of her
Bob's going to watch it after the podcast.
You bet your ass. Sure. She's terrific. She's terrific. All right, Joey D, we'll head over to you.
Random Weird buy, but I would be remiss if I didn't buy it this week. We were in Scottsdale this week. One of my favorite drinks is the Transfusion.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I went to the draft. Shout out to DraftKings Sportsbook, who also sponsors us. Went to the DraftKings Sportsbook, which was great all week, by the way. They took very good care of us there.
They did.
A lot of love to them. And I asked for a transfusion. And I see the bartender start making the transfusion, and I'm like, I don't know what she's doing here. This looks terribly wrong. To the point where I actually was like, oh, excuse me. I think it's like, it's with grape juice. Because, you know, it's got that purple color. Turns out she had made the transfusion with white grape juice. Let me tell you something right here. The entire world has been sleeping on white grape juice. It was bar none, maybe the best transfusion I have ever had. It was succulent. It was smooth. It went down the pipe. It was awesome. To the point now where I almost want all of my transfusions moving forward to be white grape juice. I think the white grape has taken a backseat to the regular grape, and that's not fair. The
problem
is that juice is just as good, if not better.
The problem is, Joe, you thought that ordering fries hot was bad. If you go around the golf courses and ask for a white grape,
I need your whitest Concord grapes. freshly stomped on by one of your workers here.
All I'm saying is, like, if you're making them at home, or I'm saying to somebody, listen, if you work in the industry or whatever, just try it.
I have to back him on this one, because when they brought the tray out when we sat down at the DraftKings Sportsbook Lounge, by the way, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sponsor, use promo code BEARDOWN because it's your first time down on the app. That they brought the tray, and I was like, yo, she fucked these drinks up.
Yeah.
I said to Cutsy, I was like, and he looks at me, he's like, no. It's white grape juice, bro. And I gotta say, I took a sip of it and it was fucking good. It really was. Like, I was like nervous too. I was like, this is not a transfusion, because you're used to, like Bob said, that signature purple color. Or maybe Joe said it, that signature purple color. But these were, I gotta say, he's not wrong.
The world has been sleeping on the white grape. I white grape juice, man. I'm telling you. If I could get
now, that being said, I don't think I would ever make it my business at a golf course to be like, oh, can you use the white
grape juice? No, I'm not going to do that.
And if I get the white grape, good for me.
Here's the tragic thing. I know that I'm not going to see white grape juice again for a long, long time.
You won't.
And that's fine. Okay. I'm just saying, this is the announcement to the world. If you want to try something innovative, white grape juice transfusions, just take a look.
You're going to get people in the comments that are going to back this and say they knew about that already, by the way.
I never heard of it.
100%. I bet I could see it being good. I totally
it is, Bob.
It. Yeah,
it's good. Bob, you normally like the drinks that I pick out. Bob normally likes the drinks that I have. I'm telling you, Bob, you would have been down in these puppies.
Tell you what I'm in the market for this weekend, if I'm being honest.
Huh.
A couple espresso martinis.
I haven't had a good one.
Mikey, you know, you got to try the Carajillo. That's the real.
That might be better than the regular. I never think to do it. I think it's better than the regular espresso martini.
The old Carajillo.
What is this, Joe? Go ahead, Joe. Give it to me. What is it?
It's a Spanish liqueur called Liquor 43 Shaken.
I've had 43.
On ice with espresso.
That's an after-dinner drink, 43.
And a little touch of cinnamon on the top.
Really?
Oh, it is sensational. Oh, mom.
I think it is good. I never think to actually order it, though, Joe. I always forget about it. It is really really good.
The only thing is, some restaurants, they don't have Liquor 43. So always ask before. If they say yes, that's the go-to order.
Let's head on over, fellas, into our top five. Mikey V, this is your top five, and I think this is a terrific one. Why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Well, we were sitting around the couch one night in Scottsdale, and somehow the discussion evolved into, people that we hate. You know, not big personalities, not like people we personally know, just
well,
like
that, like, no, like but that like too.
Figures.
But that too.
And then the idea dawned on us, perhaps, that there's a lot of people that, you know, people either love or hate, and there's no in between on them. So today's top five is the top five most loved, hated personalities in the world. So the people in the world that are either loved or hated, there's no in between. That's the top five. You're going to pick the order, Bob. Go ahead.
No, it's your top five, Mikey. You take it away.
I'll go first. Sure. I'll start it off. I'll start out of the gates, try and start short. Number five is a guy who, you know, my stance on the guy. Okay. Oh, I know a lot of people don't have this stance on him, but Conor McGregor, very polarizing figure. Now, listen, I only have two athletes on this list, only two. And Conor's one of them. I got Conor McGregor at five. Number four, Kim Kardashian. I feel like the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian, you know, now I can't stand them. But, like, obviously, a lot of people love them because their popularity is outrageous. Yes, Joe?
I thought it was only athletes.
Oh, come on, Joe. Come on, man.
Confirming we're talking about just in the world of – oh, I thought it said of athletes.
That's okay. Well, you'll go last. Joe, you'll go last. So do some thinking.
This is every top five we do.
I thought it said world of athletes. It said world or athletes. I'm sorry, Bob.
So do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. You go last. Number three. People either love or hate this guy. He takes a lot of flack. People have their opinions on him. But at the end of the day, he is who he is. Dave Portnoy. I got Dave Portnoy at number three. I think Portnoy is a guy that people either love him or they hate him. I don't think many people are like, oh, I kind of like him. Or, you know, he's okay. I think people either they'll die on his sword or they absolutely cannot stand the guy. I got Portnoy at three. Number two, my last athlete. I got LeBron. I got LeBron James at number two. I think that's a guy who the constant comparisons to Jordan, people not happy about certain things he does off the court, says off the court. And then you got the LeBron camp that'll back this guy to the ends of the earth. And they say he's better than Jordan and they'll die on that hill. So I think LeBron, very polarizing guy. And then number one, dude, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy that's done a better job of dividing people. A lot of people.
Fuck, man.
This guy is the number one love or hate guy. Trump supporters will back him to the ends of the earth. And those that don't like him, man, do they fucking hate him. So Donald Trump has got to be number one for me on that list. So I got Trump be at one.
Mikey, we have very, very similar lists. Okay. Even LeBron. LeBron's not in mine, but okay. I teetered with
LeBron. I have LeBron.
By the way, with the LeBron thing, I will say – if it wasn't for Michael Jordan, I don't think LeBron be hated nearly the way it is.
I agree. I think a lot of people hold on to that. I got to stop saying a lot of people. I got to come up with something else. I can't keep saying that. But Bob, I agree, because I think a lot of Jordan loyalists that grew up in that era, watching that era of basketball, hold on to – they get like – They take that as an effrontery when people say that LeBron is better than Jordan. They take that as a personal dig, and that breeds the hate for LeBron.
It's almost like you have to pick a side. Like, you can't love LeBron and you can't love Jordan.
That's right. That's right.
That's where he gets it. So
that's right. That's a good take.
Yeah. Good take. So, but I don't have him in the list. At number five, I got Kim Kardashian. I think she's right there. I think it's an absolute no-brainer. Number four, again, Mikey, these are all very, very similar. Number four, I got Conor McGregor. The only thing I will say about the McGregor haters, they're very quiet about it because the people who love McGregor love him so much.
They're afraid of him.
Yeah, and also, too, you can't deny how entertaining he is. Like, if he's fighting, you have to watch him fight. You can't deny what he's done for the sport. But I do think the McGregor haters are a little bit in the shadows with it. So I got McGregor at four. Number three, we have different name here. Number three, I got Kanye West.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I had thought about Kanye. That's good.
Kanye, I wish Kanye, I know people say it all the time, I wish he'd go back to his old stuff, like the college graduation thing. That stuff was terrific. He is, like that Donda album, oh God.
College Dropout to me is a top 25 album of all time. His first, I thought College Dropout was a top, it was a masterpiece.
His first three albums were awesome.
My thing is like, if I always look at like with artists, like, okay, if Kanye West wasn't Kanye West, and he was trying to make come up in his career, if he drops Graduation, that could blow him up. That's what could do it. If you drop Donda and you're trying to come up in the business, you're out. It's because Kanye West is who he is, he's able to pull that off. And I think they get a little complacent. Just my thoughts. Number two, I have with you, Mikey V, I got Donald Trump at number two. I have never seen a love and hate in my lifetime of this guy. You are on, there's no middle ground with the guy. That's as clear as day. And then number one, this is what really started this whole conversation in the living room that we had. And I don't think this is a bad thing, but I got Joey Coldcuts at number one.
What are we doing here?
I got Joey Coldcuts. And let
me
dive.
That is my honorable mention, Bob.
Yeah. Why we even started doing this in the first place. Here's my thing. For people who watch Bob Does Sports, for people who watch the Burnley Dumb Show, you spend so much time with him that you get him and you love him. I think Joseph is the funniest guy on the face of nobody. I think he's one of the funniest and most entertaining people I have ever met in my life. So when you spend time with him and you get through that, when you get it, when you get Joe, you love him. People who follow Bob Does Sports, people who follow the Burnley Dumb Show, long form content. If you just meet Joe at a restaurant and he doesn't know you, you could leave that restaurant saying, fuck that guy.
That's absolutely right.
Joe, that is preposterous. Joe, that's, by the way, I don't think that's a bad thing. You're the straw that stirs the drink, and that's a big part of the reason.
Michael, how many people did we meet this weekend, and I treated every single person with respect?
No, you do. It's not a quick pass-by meeting. It's not a, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Great to see you. Yada, yada. It's, I think if you only spend like brief time with you or like not personal interaction for days at a time, like, I don't think people can appreciate your outlook on things and how you are without filter. People need to see it constantly to believe it, because otherwise you may think that you're just coming off as an asshole. They may. I don't, certainly. I thought that you and I bonded in a manner in which, and don't get fucking filthy, anybody. I thought Joe and I bonded in a manner in which was spectacular this past weekend. But it just leads me to believe more and more. I'm like, you know, this is just Joe. Like, this is just, not an asshole, but just like Joe is just this guy who just, he's boisterous. He voices his opinions. He's very unfiltered.
Unapologetic.
But at the same time, unapologetic, unique. But at the same time, is a giving man, a loving man, and a guy who's a shirt off the back type of guy. He is.
You love
him. But would you give an example of me like losing my shit on Cougs because he went to the bathroom too much?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't take any effrontery to that. He didn't take any offense.
No, but I'm saying the average person might get upset with that.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. Okay.
By the way, Cougs is a great guy.
Joe's co-best man, the guy that I'm co-best man with for Joe's wedding, told me in Vancouver when we were visiting that when Joe would first start coming around, their friends would be like, no, don't fight. Don't invite DeMar over. Like, don't.
Yeah, they hated
DeMar.
Me.
There
one
you
of
go.
My, one of my friends actually decided not to come to an event one night. We're watching the Stanley Cup or like a playoffs. And the Canucks were playing, and he decided not to come to Barrasol's house because I was there. And now him and I are very good friends.
You just gotta get over the hump with Joe. And once you understand him, once he's in your corner, nobody's gonna fight for you the way he is. If I needed to make one phone call and I had to call somebody that was to help, Joe's my call. Once you're there, you're there. But again, you could go to a dinner with Joe and you could leave there and just be like, Fuck that guy. Love him or hate him. We love you, Joey D. Joey D, take it away.
I can't believe he put you over Trump, though. That's tough. That is tough.
Thanks, Michael.
I only gave you honorable mention.
Guess a lot of people hate me out there.
No, tough I'm on the hear. Love. I'm on the love side.
It, well, I am too.
All right, that's good to hear. All right, jeez, I don't know where to go from here. All right, number five. I'm going to go with Conor McGregor. I had him on my list. I think he deserves to be there. I personally can't stand the guy. I think he's a scumbag, but that's neither here nor there.
Family man.
Family man, my ass. The guy punched an old guy in a bar.
That was
you don't hate worst, somebody after man. That, then I don't know what I could say.
You don't know. We don't know the circumstance.
Oh, Mikey, the guy was 70 years old. He blindsided him.
Do we know that for sure that he blindsided him? Do we know
see
that?
The video? The guy doesn't see
I didn't see the video. I missed the video. I didn't see the video.
Oh. All right.
All right.
I think it was 68, right. But you round up. All right. Number four. I got to go ahead and circle me in for Cristiano Ronaldo. You want to talk about a guy this guy is a pompous piece of you know what. And you know what? A lot of people love him. A lot of people can't stand him. I'm That's on right. the latter part. You I think what? He stinks.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't really know the soccer world. I'm shocked. I had no idea that he was hated like that.
Oh, yeah, like he is like Messi is so much more universally loved by really? More people than Ronaldo. Yeah. People can't stand Ronaldo.
That's
like,
news to me. I had no I believe that. I actually no think idea.
That's a very solid play in my book, but
it's a good play. It's a good who's saying it wasn't a good play? Can I ask?
I'm just saying I'm reaffirming I like the pick.
We know you like it. It's on your list.
Don't go hating on me now.
Hate him or love him.
No,
hate
that's him. This is
a hate him or love him. Hate him or love him, baby.
And number three, I have LeBron James too. I have a lot of the same ones. Most of the ones I had were athletes. LeBron James. Is I think in the last 5 years has done irreputable damage to his reputation by trying to be not only the face of the NBA, the face of everything, and trying to be the voice of reason while being a superstar. You can't have your cake, you can't eat it too, man. You're like, just you know, pick your lane. You're either a politician or you're a baller. You can't have both. And I think he totes the line of trying to do it all. And I think a lot of people are either, like Bob said, Jordan aficionados, like they absolutely love him. And so naturally they hate on LeBron. But a lot of people are just sick and tired of him crying and like trying to, you know, I would go as far to say is
he comes off as soft, dude. Like, he comes off as soft sometimes. Like, I could see why people do. Like, I think he comes off that way sometimes. So I think
the thing that really, there are people that, like, wanted to hate him and wanted a reason to hate him. What really killed him, what really started it in my eyes was the decision when he did that.
Oh, man, that was a bad look, dude. That was so bad.
I think his agent or his manager, sorry, Mikey, whoever helped him do it, they said that was the worst decision they've ever made was leading him and letting him do that.
Dude, that was so bad. And you know what? How many people you hear now, like high school kids? It's always high school kids when they declare. Because like the only nationally televised declarations – that the only other world in sports that really happens in a lot is high school football. The big time recruits have national signing day and ESPN goes there with all the cameras and they do the million different fucking hats. And then the hat's a fake hat. It's a decoy hat and mom's wearing the real hat. Ridiculous, stupid. But I feel like that all stemmed from that LeBron move because all those kids go, well, I'm going to bring my talents too. Don't.
You know what it is? He made it about himself, which is just not necessary. And you let down a lot of people.
You don't have to tell anybody you're the best player in the world, man. At that point, we know.
When he went on stage and was dancing with Wade and all that, like he hadn't even won a championship yet. And he's dancing on this thing. Like nobody's ever treated a free agent, although it's probably the biggest free agency ever. Nobody's ever treated it like that.
I will go on the record and say no one loved LeBron quite as much as I did when he went back to Cleveland and he took down that scumbag Draymond Green and those Warriors. I celebrated that win so much.
They talk about my Jake Paul rivalry. You and Draymond Green, bro. No one chirps on Draymond Green more than you do.
I'm going to move to number two. Number two, I have Donald Trump. I honestly, I've never seen such a polarizing back and forth between people who love him, people who hate him. The guy's going to do him no matter what. And to that, I salute him because he don't give a fuck, man. He don't give a flying, single, solitary iota of a fuck. And you know what? There's merit to that. So Trump at two. Number one, shocked this individual wasn't on either of your lists. Give me Taylor Swift at one. I have never seen someone, especially now after the Super Bowl and like with the football stuff, dude, people hate her and people love her. I can't stand her.
You can't stand her, but do you like, I feel like, and I had thought she had passed through my mind briefly. I just don't see enough of a camp that hates her. I think people hate the Kelce relationship with her and what it's done to football, but I don't think they hate her.
You give the NFL another season with just cameras turning to her every 2 seconds instead of getting another replay of the play that just happened. You tell me you don't hate her by the end of next year.
Okay.
I don't think it's terrible by any means. But yeah, I don't know. I teeter with that a little bit.
If you didn't both thought it about it, that means she's in the camp.
It passed through my mind briefly, but I think the hatred really is around the relationship with Kelce more than her herself. I honestly believe that. But, you know, Kelce, this guy, man, after they won the Super Bowl, he's on there on stage.
Whoa, you love
screaming.
Kelce.
Yeah, great.
We love Kelce.
Sure. We sure do. And we love Grimaldi's, and we certainly love Grimaldi's. We certainly love Daytona. Joey D, honorable mention.
Kanye West. West was on my list. This guy, I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself.
I got LeBron, honorable mention.
Yeah, and I got Joe. I mean, Joe was my honorable mention. I couldn't put Joe in the top five. I didn't want to bang him like that. Bob put him at one, which is absolutely insane.
Bone, I hope, Bone, you give me a good graphic this week.
That's going to be an interesting graphic.
He's going to get me like screaming or something, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
I'll tell you what, boys. Hands together. Come on. Just really, really solid episode there of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. A happy birthday to our dear friend, Mikey V. Any and all eyes on Daytona NASCAR. We love you. Grimaldi's again. We love you. If you're watching, we're watching too. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see
what are we watching
next time.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.